At the recent NOFA New York Winter Conference, I had a chance to interview many of the vendors, NGOs, and other entities that took a booth in the main hall. Today's segment is a quick look at the National Young Farmers Coalition.
I'm Sophie Akoff. I'm the National Field Director for the National Young Farmers Coalition. And we are based in New York State, down in the Hudson Valley. And so NOFA New York is our home conference. We're a national organization. We have 40 chapters across the country in 28 states. And we're working to change policy to make it easier to start a farm in the U.S.
And what sort of policy things are we talking about?
Yeah. So this year is a Farm Bill year, so we have a chance every 5 years to make changes to the Farm Bill as it's reauthorized. And so we've been working to bring farmers to D.C. and to meet with their members of Congress in district to ask for support in the next Farm Bill. So that's our biggest policy push right now.
Any sense on how that process is going at this point?
Yeah, we're expecting to see a draft of the House Farm Bill in February or perhaps March. So we will have a better sense of what is in it at that point. But we've introduced two marker bills with congressional sponsors that would support young farmers in the Farm Bill, specifically helping with land access and access to USDA credit programs.
So when you say helping with land access, is it basically trying to get funding so it's affordable for people to acquire property, or is it funding for equipment, or all of the above?
Yeah, so there's a program in the Farm Bill called the Farmland Conservation Protection Program. The Agricultural Conservation Easement Program, ACEP, and it funds land trusts to protect farmland from development. And most of that federal funding is going to easements that protect the land from being developed, but not from going out of production and being sold to a non-farmer. And that's where a lot of the pressure is coming from, that's making land unaffordable to working farmers, is that non-farmers want to buy that land and have second homes and rural estates and all that. So in the Farm Bill, we're looking to target that federal funding to land trusts who are using stronger easements that ensure the land stays in the hands of working farmers.
And given that both houses and the presidency are occupied by Republicans, have the Republicans been in the past receptive to that type of thing?
Yes, it's a process. Luckily, agriculture is a bipartisan issue. We are really lucky to have support on our bills, our issues from both sides of the aisle. In farmland protection dollars specifically, it's a little bit more challenging because it is, you know, additional funding. But we're building that support.
How long have you been in farming yourself?
Let's see. I started farming in 2011 on my campus farm, Wesleyan University in Connecticut. And I moved to the Hudson Valley for my first apprenticeship in 2012. And that's when I got involved with the National Young Farmers Coalition, because it was actually before the last Farm Bill was coming up for reauthorization. So I wanted to organize farmers in the Hudson Valley to meet with our member of Congress and ask for his support. And luckily, he was on the Agriculture Committee and a Republican, so he had a lot of power. Chris Gibson, who's no longer in Congress. And so he helped us win many wins in the 2014 Farm Bill. And I've been working for the National Young Farmers Coalition ever since then. And I'm working with my partner and another business partner to start up a farm next season. So continuing to do agriculture while also organizing.
Where's your farm going to be?
Kingston, New York.
Oh, nice location.
Yeah, we're excited.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
That was Sophie Akoff of the National Young Farmers Coalition. Stay tuned for more pieces about farming in New York.